Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. If you are rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network bringing you special coverage in the aftermath, in the wake of the fatal school shooting earlier this morning at Abundant Life Christian School. The second press conference of the day just concluding moments ago. We had been joined by Civic Media's own Catherine Lake, who is there at the press conference. I'm going to review a few of those comments made at the press conference, mainly for the content therein. Again, the reunification location. If you have a student at the Abundant Life Christian School, if you have a loved one, the reunification site is at the SSM Health Center at Stoughton Road and East Buckeye Road. I will make note. Madison Police Chief Barnes asking people to reroute their evening commutes away from that area to facilitate, again, the reunification of families with students or staff there. I also wanted to share that there had been support reporting on some local Madison TV outlets earlier today that, in what can be only described as a cruel irony, that earlier today, first responders were actually doing an active school shooter training in Madison when the calls came in from the Abundant Life Christian School at 10:07 a.m. this morning that they had indeed an active shooter. The police chief during the press conference making note that he began his time as a public servant with 4 years as a public school teacher, as a teacher. Again, what a sad, sad irony. And he noted this. He said, quote, "We owe it to our community to do everything possible to ensure that schools are not just a special place, but a safe place. All the public officials asking for patience that they will make information available as they can." The police chief making special note that they are taking great care to ensure that the survivors, the students from the Abundant Life Christian School, aren't questioned without care being given to their current mental health. Again, if it were your son or daughter, you certainly would not want them subjected to rigorous police questioning, as important as it is for police to gain information and insight as quickly as possible into the shooting, that they're taking their time, that they will be consulting with mental health experts to ensure that students are not re-traumatized when police speak with them about what occurred today just outside of Madison, a school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. To recap, Police Chief Barnes confirming that 3 are dead today, including the shooter, who was reportedly a student at the Abundant Life Christian School, a teenager, according to Police Chief Barnes. The other 2 killed, 1 teacher and 1 fellow student, also reportedly a teenager. 6 others injured, 2 with life-threatening injuries being treated at the University of Wisconsin-Madison hospitals, and 4 others being transported to St. Mary's with non-life-threatening injuries. Fire Chief Chris Carbon from Madison saying that, again, at 10:57, 5 engine companies, 4 ladder companies, and 15 ambulances were immediately dispatched. In addition, 11 off-duty fire officers were on scene at Abundant Life. Again, 3 people with life-threatening injuries to the University of Wisconsin hospitals. 1 ended up dying there of their injuries, 4 with non-threatening injuries to St. Mary's, and that from the moment that the medical first responders arrived at Abundant Life Christian School to transport of the last injured patient took 15 minutes. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, emphasizing what the police chief had said earlier today at around 12:30, and again during this 2:30 press conference, there is no continuing safety threat in the Madison community. Also, Superintendent of Madison Public Schools issued a statement earlier today. If you are a parent of a student enrolled in Madison Public Schools, their school district will continue to be open. Classes will continue tomorrow. The mayor reiterating that there is no ongoing danger or threat to the community, expressing condolences to the families and the entire Abundant Life Christian School community, emphasizing that there will be, of course, support for victims and families, that there will be a, quote, whole of government response to this tragedy. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard also giving comments at the press conference, which concluded just about 20 minutes ago, making clear that no one should have to endure this, that those that may be suffering, that have trauma in response to this, that you are not alone, that we, the Dane County government, the City of Madison government, Madison Police and Fire, we are all here to support you. I made note of the language used by Fire Chief Chris Carbon. He phrased it this way: our hearts are with you and our arms are around everyone impacted today. I can only echo those sentiments on behalf of myself and everyone here at Civic Media. Dane County Social Services, as well as Red Cross and various consolidated agencies, were on scene immediately responding. Please do reach out to the Dane County Department of Health and Human Services or the City of Madison Health Department if you need assistance. If anyone you know or love is experiencing acute mental health distress, you can call or text 988. That is a national hotline. If you perceive an immediate threat to anyone's health or safety, please dial 911. Police Chief Barnes also confirming that there was no school resource officer, no SRO, as far as he was aware, at Abundant Life Christian School. An SRO is nomenclature for a police officer that is staffed to and whose beat is a school. SROs have become somewhat of a cause célèbre, cause du jour, especially from some on the right, in response to this, the what seems to be an increasing number of fatal school shootings in this country. Police Chief Barnes saying, if there was some sort of school security officer there, it was not Madison Police, because he knows where all of his on-duty officers are or were, and none was stationed at Abundant Life Christian School. Police Chief Barnes also indicating that, again, they will be interviewing witnesses, that they had prepared warrants, and that searches will begin as is possible. Police Chief Barnes asking people, again, if you see something, to say something. If you believe there is a threat, to call the Madison Police Department. Again, that is what we know at this time. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. The text and phone lines are open. I will go there now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I ask you all to keep in mind the tragedy of the day in whatever comments you may have. John Hartman from Hubertus pointing out that we should take care to not turn this into political arguments. Kevin from Maguanago echoing that as well. I think part of the challenge here is that when we experience tragedy, especially tragedy like this, so very, very close to home, our human instinct is to, one, seek to blame and know who to point the finger at. And that is made more complicated, more difficult, more tragic when the shooter is themselves a child, and when, as here, the shooter is also dead. Certain courts have sought to hold parents accountable, to hold those who do not secure weapons accountable. And the second part, when we experience these tragedies, is not just who to blame, but we want to know what to do. We want to know what we each can do to prevent this from happening again. We want to take action. And so when commentators like myself or other callers or folks on the text line ask us to reinterrogate our nation's seeming inaction when it comes to the proliferation of guns in our society, I think folks can criticize that as politicizing a tragedy, but it is a question that now again must be asked. We have more guns on a per capita basis than any westernized democracy, and we have more death as a result of gun-related violence than any other Western democracy. Robert from McFarland saying, do you think thoughts and prayers will work this time? Sadly, no. But in this moment, our thoughtful discussion is all that we can offer in addition to those thoughts and prayers. Carol, from Madison. She's listening on the app. She says, the reunification site for families is the clinic I took my now grown children to. Three people aren't going home to their families tonight. I'm not nearly as close as I could be, but I am sad and furious. Nothing will change. Just another shooting, and our politicians can't care enough to implement real solutions. That from Carol in Madison. Diane from Madison texting in on WMDS. Hello, Maggie. My heart goes out to all the students and their families during this sad, sad time for the city of Madison. I am praying that soon and very soon metal detectors will be installed in all of MMSD schools as soon as possible. We need them. We need all of the resources we can to protect our children. Miss Diane, she signs her note, a former family community liaison. Ken Bob from Dailyville here. He writes in, I'm questioning what I understand to be the timeline from news reports. I saw the organized procession of police and emergency vehicles heading towards the shooting this morning and sent a text to my fellow coworkers to let them know something big was happening. I sent this text at 10:23 a.m. As I was approaching the Cottage Grove exit. We heard earlier from my colleague, Catherine Lake, that there was another school security incident today related to, by Catherine Lake's reporting, a fight that broke out at Madison East High School. Perhaps there were also first responders involved there. Ken Bob, I cannot speak beyond that to the timeline. John Hartman from Hubertus also writes in, there needs to be awareness to release dry chemical fire extinguishers in school halls as soon as something like this occurs. They do tend to blur the area, provide a seeming cover. Let's see here. In addition, someone texting in, let's see, this is from the WAUK. It is sad to me, this is Sue texting in from WAUK, our Republican senators often wear AK-15 gun pins. It has been a tragic day here in Wisconsin, certainly in the Madison area community, as three people lost their lives, including the shooter following a fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'll give you my concluding thoughts and take more messages from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Civic Media's special coverage of a fatal school shooting continues right here after these brief messages.